Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reed, back with another dose of Communist Crazy World. You know, life can throw us some serious curveballs, right? Between deadlines, relationships, and just trying to figure out what's for dinner, sometimes we end up feeling like a ping pong ball bouncing around a chaotic room. But what if I told you there's a superpower that can help us navigate all that chaos? It's called self-compassion, and it's seriously game-changing. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking this is another fluffy self-help thing, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a dear friend going through a tough time. It's recognizing that we all mess up, we all struggle, and that's okay. That's part of being human. Think about it. Ever notice how quick we are to judge ourselves when things don't go our way? We get caught in this spiral of negativity, beating ourselves up over mistakes, or comparing ourselves to others. But wouldn't it be amazing if we could pause that inner critic and offer ourselves some grace instead? Self-compassion is like a warm hug for your soul, helping you build resilience, bounce back from setbacks, and even unlock your true potential. So, how does this magic work exactly? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can totally transform your life. 1. Reduces stress and anxiety. You know that feeling when you're stressing over a deadline or a difficult situation? That tight chest, racing heart, maybe even a headache. Well, self-compassion acts like a chill pill. It helps calm the nervous system, lowering stress hormones and allowing you to approach challenges with a clearer head. Imagine approaching those deadlines with a sense of calm instead of panic. 2. Boost self-esteem. We all crave that feeling of being good enough, right? But when we're constantly criticizing ourselves, it's tough to build genuine self-worth. Self-compassion helps us acknowledge our strengths and weaknesses without judgment. It reminds us that we are worthy of love and acceptance, just as we are. 3. Fosters emotional intelligence. Ever notice how some people seem to handle their emotions with grace and composure? They're not necessarily superhuman, they've probably cultivated self-compassion. It helps us understand and accept our emotions without getting swept away by them. This emotional awareness allows us to make more conscious choices and build stronger relationships. 4. Promotes healthy habits. We all know that exercise, healthy eating, and enough sleep are crucial for well-being. But sometimes we get caught in a cycle of self-criticism when we slip up. Self-compassion helps us be kinder to ourselves when things don't go perfectly. It encourages us to try again without shame or guilt. Think about it. Wouldn't you be more likely to keep going on that healthy journey if you had your own cheerleader in your corner? 5. Encourages personal growth. You know those times when we are afraid to step outside our comfort zone, to take risks and try new things because of fear of failure? Self-compassion gives us the courage to embrace challenges and learn from our mistakes. It reminds us that setbacks are opportunities for growth, not reasons to give up on ourselves. Let me tell you a story about how self-compassion transformed my life. Remember when I told you about that time I bombed that presentation? Yeah, I felt like a total disaster. I wanted to crawl under a rock and disappear. But then, instead of beating myself up, I offered myself some kindness. I acknowledged that it was a learning experience, that everyone makes mistakes, and that I had the power to do better next time. Guess what? That shift in mindset made all the difference. See, self-compassion isn't just about feeling good, it's about empowering yourself to become the best version of you. It's about creating a foundation of inner strength and resilience that can help you navigate life's ups and downs with grace and confidence. So here's your call to action. Today, commit to practicing self-compassion. Start by noticing those negative thoughts when they arise and gently challenge them. Replace self-criticism with words of kindness and encouragement. Remember, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and compassion, starting with yourself. And don't forget to share your journey with me on social media. I can't wait to hear how self-compassion is transforming your life. Until next time, stay calm, stay kind, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.